good to have you here as we continue on. We were just talking about ESG. Environmental, social, and governance. I mean, this is such nonsense. It's frightening. It's frightening that this stuff gets pushed through on people, and they're like, well, what's this? Because it comes through with these nice, they've gotten such nice names. It's like, well, why wouldn't I be involved with this, right? Why wouldn't I be involved with something like this, right? Well, there's a lot of reasons. Bonner Cohen, welcome back to the program. Good to have you here. He's a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Bonner, good to have you back.
Steve, it's good to be here this morning.
All right. Well, let's get started here. It seems that people just, you know, they're surprised when they hear about these things, right? And yet, they should be fully aware, shouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. Very few of us had heard of ESG until about 2 or 3 years ago, and now it has become all the rage, both on Wall Street as well as within the Biden administration in Washington. And what it is, or what it has evolved into, is collusion between Wall Street heavyweights, and the heavyweights here are BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, along with the environmental movement, and the Biden administration, with the goal of defunding those industries that they think are, quote-unquote, harming the climate. Surprise, surprise, of course, that's the fossil fuel industry associated therewith, and to put investors' funds into industries that they approve of, notably green technology of every imaginable kind. When you have Wall Street colluding with Washington, believe me, nothing good is going to come of it. First of all, nothing as good is going to come of it for the investors, because these various ESG-driven funds do not perform as well as regular investment funds. So if you are an investor and you're putting money away for retirement or for your children's college education or whatever, you want return on your investment.
Right.
Well, ESG,
that's the point,
is not going to deliver that.
Right. The point is that you should be making sound business decisions based on the CEO, cash flow, investments, future, you know, opportunities. Make decisions on good companies, not based on some political ideology, right?
That's exactly right. And therein, that takes us to the second point that we need to address this morning, exactly what game is being played here. And that game is the collusion between government and Wall Street to transform the United States, particularly the way in which we get our energy from what we have known for the past few decades to the green utopia that we are told repeatedly lies at the end of the rainbow. And that means leveling the playing field with both government edicts as well as the financial resources at the disposal of Wall Street to fund this and not fund that, so as to clear the way for electric vehicles, for renewable energy, mostly wind and solar, displacing more and more natural gas and coal, which incidentally is going to put an enormous strain on our electricity grid, which is not going to be able to function properly under that regime. So this is a very bad bargain. People should be aware of it, and people should be aware that the game is being rigged, and it is being rigged to the benefit of the ruling elites and to the detriment of just about everybody else.
Yeah. And so the question then becomes, what's the goal here, Bonner? Because here we are looking at, I mean, they're trying to make it so we can't travel, we can't afford food. They're making it so it's impossible to do much at all if they continue down this road, and they know it. And it's not to save the planet, is it?
Yeah. You know what? First of all, they don't really care. This is all about them. And this is all about their being able to impose their particular of us, in the course of which some companies and some funds stand to benefit immensely. But what they will ultimately lead us to is a further hollowing out of people's disposable incomes as what they have to pay for energy, whether it's to heat their home in winter or fill up their car at the gas station or recharging stations, which incidentally are going to be EV recharging stations, which are going to be far more expensive than the gas stations. Hollow out the middle class and impose a regime on the rest of the country that suits the people in power. And as I said, they don't really care about the consequences this is going to have for everybody else. The irony of all of this, they say, well, it's social. That means we're compassionate. That means we care about those at the bottom or those in the middle. Well, actually, they don't, because the policies they want to impose through ESG will actually further pauperize the middle class and people at the lower end of the economic scale. As I said, to the benefit of those calling the shots. And the Biden administration is an enthusiastic participant in all of this,
right,
and has even cooked up a rule that would require all companies regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, these are publicly traded companies.
Real quickly.
Yeah, to report their climate impacts
regularly to
the SEC.
Yeah, well, we're done with that. And we're out of time here. Bonner Cohen, thank you for the eye-opening explanation. Greatly appreciate your time, sir, as always. It's the Steve Gruber Show, and we'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
Recently,